Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. As a conclusion of the halachas of tkiyas that we learned, we will take this to the next level, to the next stage, to understand what are and how do we do the tkiyas that we do doing davening. So, we learned the last 2 weeks, we learned the Gemara to tell us that we don't, that the way you have to do tkiyas, Rabbi, the Kisri, it was attacking in Kisri. You have to have the Shvarim and the Truah. We don't know which one is what. So we have Shvarim, we have Truah, we have Shvarim and Truah together, both. Based on that, we learned that you need to do 30 Kailas, 30 different voices. Tkiah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiah, Tkiah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiah. That's three times, that's 12, because each one is considered to be one. And then Tkiah, Shvarim, Tkiah, three times, Tkiah, Truah, Tkiah, three times. Each one has to be three times, as we learned in the first week, that is a three, it's a sequence of three. So that's how you get to 30. And that's really the halach, if you just want to see, we'll just peek quickly to number five in the page. The halach lemaise is brought down in Simon Tafkuf Pehe, in the beginning of the verse. It says, V'yitka tashras shalosh b'amim, v'tashat shalosh b'amim, v'tarat shalosh b'amim. You need to blow kia shorin truot kia three times, kia shorin truot kia three times, and kia truah tkiah three times, and that is the tkiahs that we do before davening, before masif, which are called tkiahs de miyushav. The tkiahs that are considered to be miyushav, even though we are not yet ready to stand, but it means not doing, as most of you learn, not doing the Shmoneh Esrei. Now if you look at number one on the page, the Gemara brings, that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tet Zayin. The Gemara says, "Oma b'yitzchok lama toikim b'Rosh Hashanah? Why do you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah?" So the Gemara right away says, what do you mean? Lama toikim? Rechbana amartiku. The Torah told us to do blow shofar. So of course blow shofar. It says, Ela la mirim, why do you do trua? So again, mirim, rechbana amar, zichron trua. We learned you have to do trua as well. Ela lama toikim wa mirim keshem yoishvim, v'toikim mirim keshem yoishvim. Why are you doing it's both? You do a double set. You do a set when you're before davening, and you do another one doing davening. Says the Gemara, Kedilar Beva Satan. So we mix up the Satan. What was the mix up the Satan? When the Satan hears the Shofar twice, he gets afraid. Maybe now it comes the Shofar of Mashiach. That's what some of them are trying to bring. So, but this is not going to be the topic today. Once a few years ago, we spoke about the idea of the difference between the sitting kias, the standing kias, the doubled kias. What's the Iker? What's the main one? That's a different topic. But what I get to is, we know the Gemara told us you have to do two sets of kias. You do a set of kias before davening. You do a set of kias during davening. The set before davening, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, is clear 30 kias. You do tkiah shorin truah tkiah three times, tkiah shorin tkiah truah tkiah each one three times, and that is what you do before. What do you do during davening? How do you do tkiahs during davening? Everybody. First of all, we're talking before we get to Hashem Asrad. We're talking about the beginning of the halacha, the Rishonim. What is the set of tkiahs that you do during davening? So,
any time in all these teachings where you say that it's to fool the satan, isn't that like the sod and it's usually a pshat? Yes.
Well,
isn't that always the case?
The Gemara brings that as a pshat. So we have to understand.
No, I'm just that's a pshat.
That's a pshat. The Gemara brings that as a pshat.
Not a drusha.
No, sure. But this is not a topic. I don't want to focus on that. Let's it's a good point. Like, how do we understand the idea of irbu v'satan in general? What does it mean? He's doing it for thousands of years. He should by now figure it out. Good, it's a good question. It's a good. I'll show the question.
He doesn't have a master.
What?
He doesn't have a
master. Yeah.
No, but I always thought there were three parts to every answer.
And yeah, but when the Gemara brings something as a pshat, that's a pshat. Then you have also different levels to understand it. But the Gemara brings that as an explanation. Yeah. So now the question is, how do you do it? So we have a sheet in the Rishonim. I may have cut the Torah a little too early, but we'll read it from the Torah. The Torah is number six. The number six, the Torah brings what's the way you do it. So the minhag they used to do. Says the Torah. Actually, the Torah already goes to the one I want to get to. We'll say it outside, then we'll see inside. That they used to do tkiah shvarim truot tkiah for Malchus, for the first part of davening. Tkiah Shvarim Truah for Zichronus. And Tkiah Truah Tkiah for shofars. They used to take that thing, and they used to do one of each for each one of the parts of davening. Tkiya shorin shua tkiya, one part. Tkiya shorin tkiya, the other part. Tkiya shorin tkiya on the third part. That's what many were saying. That was the minhag. That was brought down. They do it. Actually, if you wanted the one that actually says in the Mefarish that we have in the page is number three in the Rif. The Rif, which is the big word, the big letter, the big font letters in the number three, it says over there. You have to hear tkiyas doing daven, doing shmoneh esrei, right? Doing the davening of musaf. Soon we'll see when. Then you do it afterwards. What do you do? Tashrat pam echas. Once you do tefillim tkiyo shvur and truo tkiyo once. Tashat pam echas tkiyo shvur and tkiyo once. Ve'tarat pam echas tkiyo shviat kiyo pam echas. That's what he says. Now, so.
Is that what we do?
No, we'll get to that in a second. What we do. But, so that's what he brings. Now, the Chura, we're changing from the way that we did it before davening. For davening, we made Tkiya, Shorin, Shua, Tkiya three times. Tkiya, Shorin, Shua, Tkiya three times. Tkiya, Shorin, Shua, three times. And here we're doing something else. So the Rif himself already says, Uvidinu, Shia, Toiki, Moiswa, Sada, Bracha, Is Kadesh, Shetoku, Kishem, Yashim. They really should do the same way they did before davening. You don't really need the tkiyas doing the chazal shashats. They already did tkiyas. They already yaitse. Meaning, it's too much of a mess for the tzibur to have so many tkiyas. Just do what tkiyas, and you're done.
Like the
tzibur
when they're dominating?
Doing the, let's call it papasha, doing chazos hashatz, doing musaf. So the Rif, that's the meaning all over the world. Ubishtei yeshivas, and the two big yeshivas in those time, that was the mayor. So that's all the Rif already brings. You don't do that whole sequence. So if you look at Taisis is number two in the page. We're not going to see the whole paragraph, but he brings right away, he says, meaning the whole sequence for Malchus. So that's what he says. We're skipping now a few lines. He says, in the third line, because again, we don't know what's the basis, as we learned the previous weeks, because we don't know what Shurim is. We don't know what Shurim means. We don't know if it's a Shurim or a Shurim or both. So you have to do all of them. So how do you do only one? So he says, Ubi'aruch pirish, shayu esim kech. Says he brings the Aruch. The Aruch says, yes, that's what we do. Shapirish bech Arav da'al in the machmi v'audi shloishu kidesfinan, v'shloishim belachat, shloishim asel, we'll get to there in the tour. You do 30, also doing Shurim and Musaf. And you do, and you add another 10, can I get me happy years, the Payim, they say, so we'll get to that in a second. You want to get to the number 100. And then he says, that's it, can you do it? If you go another line, you skip one line down, Rebutam was very surprised with our minuk. How do you know? How do you do truo? Do you do long kiss, shvarim, or do you do truo, or you do both? So what are you doing? You're doing all of them. But you need to do, on Shmoneh Esrei, you have to do the whole sequence. And you're basically picking and choosing. You're doing Kashrak, Tashrat, we call Tashrat, in Malchus. We're doing Tashat in Zichronus. We're doing Tarans, pick and choose. You can't go with everything. That doesn't make any sense. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand this minute. Says the Minutam, you know what you do? That's what the Minig of Minutam. Tkiya, Shvorim Truah, Tkiya. For Malchus. Tkiya, Shvorim Truah, Tkiya for Zichronos. Tkiya, Shvorim Truah, Tkiya for Shefers. Now, as the Tzitzis points out, and here's also the Rosh, we'll say it outside. If you remember, when we learned the Gemara in Rav Avoh, what did the Gemara say? What is my problem to do? Why we always just do Tashrat every time? because they're hefsek. If you hold the truah is only shvarim, it's only two. That's what we hold. We don't know. But if that's what you hold, and you do two, and then you do the tkiyah, you have your hefsek in the middle of your sequence. That's a problem. So Rabbi Avohu said, that's why I can't just do tkiyah shvarim truah tkiyah. I have to do tkiyah shvarim truah tkiyah. Tkiyah shvarim tkiyah. Truah truah tkiyah. So now Ibn Tam tells us that when you do the Shmusaf, then you do Tkiyah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiyah, and that for all three. But what about the problem of the Hefsek? So Ibn Tam himself addresses it. So he says, if you look at the last two lines, he says, what's the Talmud Ning Shalanu? Salah Kamandar Somachad, the Return, Shtayin, the Sefim. Kivat Shosu be Yeshiva, call us Fagin, Shotayo, Shosefim. Lechazu lachzor, Lashuchat, Fila, Sigid, the Raisa. So Ibn Tam says, listen, you already yoytze the mitzvah. Now we're just doing it as an addition. La'arbis ha'satan. It's not the main mitzvah d'oraisa. So now I'm not so careful to do all the different types. That's how brings here Ibn Tam. Right? The Rosh also discusses it a little bit more in length, but the hefsek over here, we'll leave that aside. But here Ibn Tam is bringing the problem. We have, right, as of now, we have two shittas that we're sharing. One shittas does tkiyah shorin true with kiyah. One does tkiyah shorin tkiyah. One does yod shorin tkiyah. No, and you should answer. But that says just make it uniform. Tkiyah shorin truah tkiyah. Hi, what about the problem that you're doing a hefsek? So really, what the Bezalel says, he says you're right. We have a problem of hefsek, but it's only a problem of hefsek. So even we'll do the tkiyahs of the raiso. I'm very careful about it. Now that I'm just doing an addition, so that I have only an issue of hefsek. That's okay. That's really what Beno Tam says over here.
Why is it a hefsek? I'm just going to ask. Why is it a hefsek? We say that all the kolos are kosher with tkiyah.
Not in the sequence. If I do tkiyah shvorim, and then I do another koil, which is not neged to that, it's not true, it's a hefsek. The tkiyah is something else. Not the gabe. We're going to see in a second that sometimes the hefsek is even worse for the whole, not only for the one sequence of tkiyah, true tkiyah, but even when you have that the sequence of three. If you stop in the middle and do another curl, you have to start again. Now, the Ran discusses it as well. Let's see what the Ran says. The Ran is the number three, around the Rif. The Ran says like this, so you bring the meaning of the Rif. Then you do it, each one something else. So he brings right here the question. Lama, Shayalun la says of Kulu Machis, the Hendes, the Hendes, the Hendes, they should do all for everything. The Adam should solve the rest of the law. But Sigl Shoman said that Brochus of Machis, the Hendes, the Hendes, the Hendes, the Hendes, you do for each one. For Rabba Fasti Gosta of the Akilubu Mishum Tiko is here that Sibur, Kvachifa Yot Sushla Sla Brochus. You want to eat the mitzvah. Right? The main thing is to do it in, we have a mitzvah to do in the Brochus, some we shed him old. That's the main way of doing it, but you eat it. So I don't care so much. So that's what the Rif said. Tiko the Sibur, I don't want to be a Shriach too much. The Ran goes on. Ve'efshoit al derse shechoshu shalul lahafsek yoter midar betkiyos shein tzriches b'malchus tzriches v'shochus. So we don't want to do too many tkiyos, which are unnecessary. We'll get back to this in a second. But the Ran already here is giving us a little bit of a hint to what we're going to get to. That if I do unnecessary tkiyos in the middle, that ruins the tkiyos. So you want to be yoytz all the shittas the tkiyah, but in the middle you also may be doing something which is unnecessary. So I don't want to do Tony Hifsekim, so I'll just say the one thing. Adds the Ran, and this goes back to our first year. If you remember the beginning of the first year we brought, Rav Haigoin, there was a discussion. What is the reason that we have to do all these fakes? Is it because without that, it's possible? Meaning there's only one way to do it. Either you do Shurim Shurim, only Shurim, only Shurim. And if you do the other way, you're not Yetzir. If you remember, we saw the Rav Haigoin quote on the Rosh in length. Rav Haigoin says, no, you're Yetzir any one of them. So what was the idea of Rav Avohu to put all them together? It shouldn't be that some in Hagib do like this, some like this, some like this. You want to put Am Yisrael to be uniform, or to be the same. But really, if you do it a different way, it's also okay. Says the Ran, according to that, that's very Gishmak. Before Musaf, I do all the different Shittas. But others, I don't have to do it. That's what he says. Liber bin Aigo in the Kashmidi. That you drew a machmoni kal bin Godach, bin Yolil, bin Godach, Yolil, Yotza, the Kulut Kirs to Rice Rino. He can like Kelat Sibu with Kobet Kirs, the Kulum, Mikamit, 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 He says a beautiful line. It will be a little suffix. I'm going to do all the sfeikos because I'm going to do also shroim and also trua, but I won't. But I have a hefsek because between the shroim and the tkiya, I have a problem. It's better to take care of the sfeikos and not to take care of the hafsakos. Okay, so as you say the Ran. So the Ran brings this idea, and up to now we see these two shitas that we had. I mean, Tosafot already quotes a third one, which we'll see more now in the Torah. But what we saw the riff is they do tkiya shroim trua tkiya shroim tkiya trua tkiya. The Rambam says, do all of them, tkiya, shor, and shor, tkiya. Hi, what about the hefsek? What about the problem? So either we already yaitse, I don't care so much now, it's only a minog. Or we get to a different problem of what? We have your issue of, according to Rav Hai, anyway yaitse, so you're good enough. That's what we have over here. If you look at the Torah number 6, the Torah says, he brings what the Tosis quotes in the beginning, the Aruch, which that's what the minog of what we do today. Let's see over here. Zog the Torah. Umin eroi shitkehu lemalchuyos tashrat, tashat, tarat, pamachas. V'chen lezichonis, v'chen leshovers. You should do for each one, all of them. V'hachi sabaruch. That's the arich we saw in Tesis. Shekos avani nechmir mitoikim shloishu kedi asfinan. V'shloishim belachas. Belachas, v'shloishim aseder. So we have 30. This is basic nusach sfarad. You have 30 in before davening. 30 doing shtilah shmoneh esrei when you daven shmoneh esrei, 30 doing chalos hashat, that's 90, and then you add another 10 in the end. Pehilin asayin, so you can get me'a piyos tepoye ima the sistro, because we know we do tkiyas, we learn from the mother of sistro that she cried 100 cries, so we also do 100 cries. Pehilin asayin inun, kishagoyim kol tefilo. That last 10 is we finish davening, they're called kiyosa de chidoi. Kids, you get to 100, he says the idea of 100. So the Torah brings this aruch and says we do tashrat, tashrat, right? That's what you do. That's what he says. Now, the big question is, why don't all Rishonim agree that's what you do? It's everything. Why just don't do like we do? Malchus tashrat, tashrat, tarat. Zichronis and Shurpis, you do everything again and again, you're good. So really the Rif pointed out, Techa the Tzibur. I don't want to treat the Tzibur for no need. The tour, the Aruch says, I'll tell you why it's not Techa. Because any way you want to get to 100 voices. So how do you get to 100 voices? Do it that way that you yates everything. But it's not Techa the Tzibur. So that's how you address the problem of the Tzibur, because I want to get to 100. So I have a reason, I'm just doing it for a suffix. Right? But the Ran also hinted that maybe it could be also a problem halacha, not only tichat zibura, that you're doing a hefsek. So let's see over here. The Shulchan Aruch says, in number 7, Ma'az l'shirechet zibura tefil, you have chazos shatz. V'toikim al tzedah brochus, the malchios tashrat pamechos, or zechoris tashat, or shervis tarat. You do, the Shulchan Aruch says l'halacha, the Shulchan Aruch himself. Tkiya shorin tura tkiya for malchios. Tkiya shorin tura for Zechoinus, your true at Kiyo, for Shoifus. One for each one. That's the Shoinah Paskins. That's what he brings. V'achshav no'ag, is the Shoinah, t'kol ha'malchus t'ashua t'shoshpeim, Zechoinus t'ashat t'shoshpeim, u'shoifus t'ashat t'shoshpeim. He just says, we don't just do one for each, we do three for each. Because we want to do, to have 30. But again, we do for each one, a different one. That's what Shoinah learns. Says that God, says Ramal, v'yeshoim, t'oikim t'ashuas t'malchus p'amechos, v'chen l'zechoinus, v'chen l'shoifus, says the Ramah, that's not so long ago, is our minak, that we do tashrat only for each one of the sequences. So the Shaila is, why don't you do all three? That's what we try to understand. Why don't you do the whole thing? So the Gaon over here, number 8, refers to the following. And this goes back, we were learning the last 2 weeks, Siman Tafkov Tzadik, which is the halachas of the technical halachas to Kiyas Shofar. The Siman we're seeing now is Tafkov Tzadik Beis, which is the Musaf. The Ramah Gaon sends us back to the Tzadik to the end of the Siman. Something we didn't learn. Learn it now. And that's what we mentioned before, a little bit in the Ran. If you look at the tour number 9, that's how Siman Tafkot Tzadik ends. Im toka shnei tashrat, o shnei tashat, o shnei tarat. Go again. A prison blue shofar. As it says, blow, he does tkiya, try it through, does it twice. And then, by mistake, I was once in a minion, somewhere in the neighborhood, that mistake happened. That the tkiya, shvorim, true tkiya. Tkiya, Shorin, Trua, Tkiya. And then, Tkiya, Shorin, Trua. They forgot to do the last sequence, Tkiya, Shorin, Trua. You skipped it. So what do you do? What do you do? So the Torah brings a machlekes. What's a machlekes? You forgot to do the third one. What do you do? The third sequence. Some hold have to go back to the beginning. If you missed one tashrat, go back to the beginning of tashrat. You missed one tashrat, go back to the beginning of tashrat. Just do the last. What do you forgot? Meaning, he did tkiyo, shroin, tru, tkiyo. Tkiyo, shroin, tru, tkiyo. Then by mistake, tkiyo, shroin, tkiyo. Oops, we forgot to do Tkiyo, Shorin, Trua, Tkiyo. What do we do now? Do you do now Tkiyo, Shorin, Trua, Tkiyo, and continue? Or you have to go back to the beginning? You have to do the whole three times. That's the Machlekes. Shacharach Paskin, you do only one. You don't have to go back to the beginning. What's the Machlekes? That's the Shacharach Paskin. What's the Machlekes over here? So as the back brings you in number 10 a little bit, number 11, the Goyen says, the Machlekes is it a hepsik? Now, the Rishonim build it up on a Gemara that I didn't bring here in the page. Rabbi Yochanan says that a person can blow 9 tkiyas. You have to do 9 tkiyas mikiradin throughout the whole day. You can do one at 10 o'clock in the morning, another one at 11, another one at 12, another one at 1, and you're good. You don't care there's a big big hefsek. But these Rishonim hold, that's all if you didn't do a different voice. That's what we discussed before. But if you get another voice of tkiya, that ruins your tkiya, and I have to start for the beginning. And look at the Goyen over here, number 11. We'll just, yeah, I can see the whole Goyen, but he brings this Machlekes, he explains it. He says, V'chei kosa v'atur b'shem Ramban, v'chei kosa v'ravan, b'uvud ha'anal, ava yesh cholkim, k'vosh kosa v'atur, v'chei rabbeinu yoyel, cholek ha'ravan. So he has a problem, he goes to the Rias, and then he says, and he brings, if you go down, go to basically the middle of the Goyen, number 11, he says, O'stim se b'nyoyel, n'chol k'vot d'ban d'om, n'shok, d'gim oskul l'chiz l'hor Who adin beiv sik bekoil acher? If you stop with another voice, to bezem moi Rabbi Yochanan kana, then Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you can't do a hefsek. Kvoch kosa aroi shem raviyo, v'ram shem rabban, v'ravan moi de beiv sik l'avod the soy sekol. You say the whole thing, and then you have to go to the beginning. And then he says, v'tzoch lo mesed the brochas lo hefsek v'antigun rabban. To do brochas, what about the fact you're doing brochas not a hefsek? That's he holds a problem. Ends the Goyen three lines before the end of the Rabban Tzvila de lo Yifsit, Tabai Kvosh Kosa Rabban Meshvoi, Ad Kol Achad Mavsit, Shum Shudu Fanev Achor Beinam. It's only the sequence of Tkiyo, Shvoi, Tkiyo. So there, if you stop in the middle, you have a problem. But if I did a full sequence, Tkiyo, Atruo, Atkiyo, so then I don't have to do the whole series of 9. I have to just do the series of 3. That's what says that's the Mechlekes over there in Tavkuf Tzadik. Says the Goyen over here by us, that's exactly the machloek. That's what some Rishonim were very careful not to do too many tkiyas. And that's what the Ran says very shortly. Because according to some, when you do all the tkiyas, you're ruining the whole thing. So if I'm doing in Malchus, I do tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, and that's the right thing. And now I do tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, I ruined it. So then when I go back, go back to the beginning. So that's why I told her, just do one of them and keep to that. Look at the guy number 8 over here in the page. He says, first of all, he says, I think Allah Almighty should do for each one like the Aruch, like we do. Do all types for each one of the things. That's the Ikardin. According to what we learned before, that when you have another curl in the middle, it ruins it. You can't do it. You can't use a kashak karag ben kashrak kashon l'shini. You have a hefsek. You can't say shmon al seder. We have to do the seder of kashrak. That's why they didn't do the whole thing. Shlo yeh hefsek. It's not a problem. So it says the Goyen gives us the svara, the lumdus. What's the reason? Other Rishayim that say don't do anything in the middle? Because they hold what you do in the middle, you ruin it. And the Seder is to do 3 times Tkiya, whatever we call Trua Tkiya. So whatever you call Trua Tkiya in the middle, if you do it something else, you're ruining it. You can't do it together. So that's why they come and say, either do only one, like the Shechonov says, do 3 times Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya 3 times. You did three days and Machios. You did Zuchar. And Zuchar is do a different one. Shall you do a different one? Don't do it in the middle. Don't stop it on something else. That's what they're going to bring. That's the reason of the Rishonim that argue. But Lamaisa, we pass an Aloha Lamaisa. Right? Aloha Lamaisa, that we don't care about that so much. That's why, Lalocha, if someone made a mistake and forgot one sequence, you go back to that sequence. You don't go to the beginning of the series. And that's what that's why, by us, what we do is we do Tkiya Shorin, Tkiya, Tkiya, Tkiya Shorin, Tkiya, Tkiya Shorin, Tkiya for each one. Hi, maybe you're stopping in the middle. Maybe yes, maybe not. And that's what says the Goyen. We don't care that you stop in the middle because we pass it like the other places. But that's why the Shulchan Aruch was careful about it. That's why the Shulchan Aruch was careful about it, because of that Shita. Even though he passes like the other Shita. The only question on the Goyen is, the Shulchan Aruch passes the other Shita, so why is he so careful? But if he hates everything, we try not to do it that way. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah says, remember, the Ramah says that the minik that he had, what the Ramah did in Krakow about 40 years ago, what did he do? He did like a binutam, tkiya shvarin shvur tkiya for all three, and that's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'shlokosav haderech hamuvchor litkoya tashrat tashat tarat. You do the entire sequence, tkiya shvarin shvur tkiya shvarin tkiya tkiya. The Malchus, and the Zechariah, and the Shafaris, and then he says, "Achad is Beerus, or Tashrat 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 Shemay Koylos." We call it Komakum Shalagi Kiminog Gon Ein Lashanus. So he says, "So Lemaisa, we learn here three minhagim. One minhag is you do a sequence for each one. Malchus is one type, Zechariah is another type, Shafaris is another type. Then you have a bit of time that says for all three you do Tia Shorin Shurat Kiel, because the worst case is you have a hefsek. You know, I'm have a hefsek between the Tia and the whatever the true is. So I don't care so much about when I get to Tia the moment." And we see what the Mishabur brings the name of the Shlah, and that's what the Aruch says, is you deal Tkiya, Shorin, Chua, Tkiya, Tkiya, Shorin, Tkiya, Tkiya, Chua, Tkiya for each one of the sequences, and that's the Minog that we have, Nusach Ashkenaz, and Sfar, to do the entire sequence for each one, like the Shlah says. So that's number one. What do we do? Based on what we learned the last 2 weeks, we understand now where we're coming from. What's a Shrine, what's a Chua, what's a Hefsek, all these things. Besides. Now, just want to end with two more things that negia to this kiyas that we do during Shmoneh Esrei. So first of all, we already saw the Aruch quote that in his time, what the Aruch says, Aruch, the original Rishonim, early Rishonim, Taisus already quotes the Aruch, he says they used to daven, they used to say 30 b'miyusha before davening, 30 doing shtila Shmoneh Esrei, and 30 doing chazaz shatz, and then 10 in the end. That is what Nusach Sfar does, in general. Sfar in general. We call him Nusach Sfar because most Nusach Sfar does it. If you look at number 13, the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, Yesh mekoymus, shenoyagim litkoya kishvisparlim belachash. Some have a minog to do the tkias, doing shtil shmoneh esrei. Ve'ein ninoy ken lechatchilo. Says the Mogen Avraham, better not to do that. Don't do doing shtil shmoneh esrei. So I'm explaining because you're disturbs the davening, you're not focused so much. He learns when the Gemara says the Kiddur Mu'umot is only Chazot HaShatz, but not doing the Shtel Shmoneh Esrei. That's what says the Mogen Avraham. Davening Nezer brings, so he says, he basically says the Hasidim didn't do that. They did blow doing Shtel Shmoneh Esrei. Look at number 14, Davening Nezer. So he says, "Alam Gavron Kosav Shachatchilei Nadink Tkoya Belachash." The Gavron says, "Don't do tkiyas doing Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei." For Rav Zatzal Miladi, that Shulchan Aruch Rav, posek a Shulchan Aruch Shalai. He posked in his own Shulchan Aruch that you don't do Belachash. But this is Shulchan Aruch Rav says that. Umikol Mekom, who atzvei Tkiya Belachash? Even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal Tanya, writes in the Shulchan Aruch, "Don't blow doing Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei," he himself did blow doing Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. Hi, what's that? Even though you wrote it later, you wrote it also on the Siddur. You have to do tkiyas doing shtil shmoneh esrei. You could do the kavanas even if you don't do that sequence. They want to do like that reason then. So says the Avnei is like this. Depends. The reason you have a difference in this minhagim, the one the below doing kias, the below kias doing shtilah shmoneh esrei, is because of kalpi arizal, the kabbalah should do it then. But whoever doesn't have shakas to that doesn't do it doing shtilah shmoneh esrei. There's an interesting tshuva in number 15 of Sternberg. Sternberg means a tshuva. He says there was a question. What happens? There was a kehila. It was a machlekes. They had a big machlekes. Talk about this kid Schaefer. Right. Do you blow Schaefer doing shtilah shmoneh esrei or not? They had a big argument in the kehila. What do you do? So he brings over there. So they say they have a problem. Some hold it's that they have a minute to do it doing shtilah shmoneh esrei. Other ones is hefsek. So he says. So if you look at number 15, it says, "Ishalti b'kiyilu sheish machlekes mitkoya belachash aloi." Should I blow when the shilosh brats or not? Eilu toanim min yagav sem b'yadim mitkoya. One says that for a minute. Eilu toanim shechoshim lehefsek. Come over, Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham we just saw. Ledaiti kishetoyg v'deratzes shita sapoyskim shetzoch l'koya belachash. One of you said that shita. V'limnoya machlekes, to avoid machlekes. Ein chashash hefsek. They have the chigav v'kedin. That's okay. V'ein shuch shash. And then he brings, there's a reason to do it. There's many Rishonim that he says Reb Chaim Brisker when he was young, that's what he did as well. Then he didn't do that later. And then he says, Vekan, if you go to the end of this paragraph, the three lines for the end, Vekan aloy godol ha-shalom. Shalom is an important thing. The people that are used to doing the Dinshil Shmoneh Esrei, they're not going to daven so well. They're going to have tzar. Where's the kiss? For Reis, it's called Kasala Brochus Gamalachash, and they bring that also, the Evin Hazel also said the same thing. Some people, that's what Moir them to daven. The Mil Shwanez and the Yot Kiyas, that makes the daven better. So therefore, he said, you know, if that's your minig, that's the minig, that's to do it. But just this is the source. Do you blow through Dwin Shtil Shwanez or not? Nusach Ashkenaz, that doesn't blow Dwin Shtil Shwanez, but they still want to reach the 100 Kiyas that the Orch says, the Shlom points out. So you do 30 doing chalal shatz, you do 30 right after chalal shatz. Chalal shatz ends. And then you do 30 after chalal shatz, right after, before Kaddish, you do another 30. I think it's 2 minutes. Some do right before Kaddish, some do in the middle. I know in the many shivas that was, they did 30 before Kaddish, and then 10 in the middle of Kaddish.
You do 40 in the middle of Kaddish, like.
That's what they did?
In the white trail, growing up. All that,
that's what they did, 40 mil Kaddish. So in Yeshiva's where I grew up, they did 30 before Kaddish, and 10 in the middle of Kaddish, and then there was Tiskabel. Tiskabel was the, that means, is Bekubel. Nice. When you end Tkiyah Gedoyla, that's it, but that's to get to the 100 as well. But here, that's the interesting thing, is do you have Tkiyah's doing Tkiyah's, but still, or not?
So the Magen Avraham's concerned about doing it during, he's not concerned about the Shlich Tzibur? He's in the middle of his...
No, but that's, since it was different. Since it was different. Because okay, he's doing it together. It's like, it's like a
whole, disturb him.
Yeah, it's also, he stops. And I'm like, you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to stop. Right, that's the thing. But I say, then, one last thing over here, regarding Tkiyas Dibur, Tkiyas Dibur Yishuv, is the big machlekes, the famous thing, Yeshiva, is machlekes, the Briskerov and the Chazon Ish. The Briskerov learns that the way you learn, you do Tkiyas Dibur, I'll say the brachas, is you must hear the brachas itself. You have to hear Chazal Shatz. The discussion of the entire Chazal Shatz, only the brachas of Malchus and Chazal Shofers. But the scribe learns, you have to learn, hear every word of Malchus and Chazal Shofers, because it's part of the tefillah. If you're just hearing the tkiyas without the tefillah, we don't have, by the way, we have halacha. What happens if a person is sick, he can't come to shul. How many tkiyas do you blow? 30. Only 30. Hi, what about tkiyas? I'll say their brachas. There's no say their brachas. Says brachas only in tzibur. So say the Briskerov, he needs to be a tzibur, you have to hear the Shnei Tzibur. Look at the Briskerov number 16. The Briskerov brings, Yesh Lion, the name Echod, he connects with Kosh Yesh B'tzibur, Shmat Kiyos HaSeder. He wants to go in the tzibur. Pshut Deinzel HaSeder. He's not davening in the tzibur. He's in charge of the catering, so he takes care of the food. But when they blow, he's going to come in and listen. That's not a Seder. Because you're like, Palayim HaTzibur. Zev, it's not Deinzel HaSeder. That's not his tefillah. Right? That's what he says. Is it Elin Moshach? Kvan she'ein lechazot hashatz, v'chaz sh'lo yishama broch v'hakeves. So he's a yachid. But maybe he is yachid, he's not sure. So then he brings Lefi Zeh, Tzorech Lizar, Shatzibu, Lehigdimu, Lehi Sabem, Shashashatz, Moishik, Beneginu, Sof HaTevel. Vehenu, Shiru, Sof HaTevel. You have to hear every word. Tehim, Mikai, Mitzal HaSeder, Dari, Lo, Shiru, Chaz, Lashatz, Hezit, Samal HaSeder. And therefore, he brings a Ritzkiyus that says the same thing. It was one of the Rishonim. Basically, in by the Briskers, you're very careful to hear every word. So they're very careful not to sing anything on Malchus Tuchas Shavuos, to make sure to hear every word from the Chazan. Because according to Bruce Carl, if you don't hear the words of the Chazan, you are not Yoytze, that Kiyas the Mehumet. That's what Bruce Carl learns. Chazan Ish argues. If you look at Chazan Ish number 17, he says, Yesh La'ayin, Echot was the Knesset B'sh'as that Kiyas the Mehumet. Festa Brachos lo Yisham in Ashat. He didn't hear the Brachos. He called me Mitzvah by Ishmiel. Is it a Mitzvah or not? Bruce Carl says, push on that. Chazan Ish says, V'zeh V'adeh D'yokot Sheit Kat Kiyas the Mehumet, lo Yikol V'mitzvah, lo Yitik Nukhom Yag V'chaver, he has to be a Tzibur. There is a tzibur. Just he wasn't hearing the brachas. That's what he says. He says the onus for sure. He says the shlich tzibur is b'shlich of the whole tzibur. So if you don't hear, it's okay. That's what he says. I'm skipping a few lines. The few bugs v'al belachas l'shom brachas v'yashatz near the shavu shemayat kiyo. He doesn't hear the tefillah shatz, but he's part of the tzibur. So that's what it is. And therefore, if he's mishtatif, going back to the last two lines, the kvanchu meshutu the tefillah shatz, or meshutu the tefillah shayfer, shafir shoma lo atkil shatzibur shvias mitzvah. So that's the big machlokes with Skrov and the Chazanish. Do you have to hear the brachas in order to be yoytze the tkiyas together with the brachas? So, what we learned today is, we have kiyas that you're doing, it's called kiyas the movement, you're doing Shmoneh Esrei. So first of all, the question is, what do you do? Do you do the whole sequence? Do you do only part of it? We saw three shittas in the Rishonim. And the one shita holds, you do, for each one of the sequences, a different type. According to one explanation, according to high guidance, because I don't care, I just want to make it together so we can do it that way. I have the shita of the Rishonim that says you have to do kiyas shor and true kiyas for each one. Because that's the one which in you yoytze everything, even though there's a little bit of a hefsek. And we saw what we with the meaning of what the Aruch says in the Shlo, that we pass that we do it as that you do all times for each one. Then we have the question of do you do it doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei or not? The Magen Avraham says not to do it. There's a meaning of the Chassidim that has to do it. That's what we have in the Chassidim and the Rashkaz. And finally, do you have to hear the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei of the Chazan in order to do the tkiyas? While the Chazan is doing it, is enough to hear just the tkiyas. You have to hear the actual Chazos Shatz. So that's a big machlok is the Biskrov of the Chazanish. The Biskrov is machmir that Chazanish is mekel, the minig oil is to be mekel. That's why we sing. That's why people don't hear every word of the Chazan. And we don't see people mock it so much because the Chazanish is more mekubal on that thing. And Bezer Hashem, all these tkiyas that we have, tkiyas the Miyushov, tkiyas the Mu'umot, be the eye of the Satan. The Satan cannot be mekatrik. And in Mela, we will have Ksiva Chasima Teva, and a good Gabbid Shir.
Amen.
Bez Hashem will be meeting next year in 2 weeks.
Amen.